From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a top Hezbollah military commander has been killed in Syria. Mostafa Badreddin was killed in an explosion which tore through the group's headquarters near Damascus International Airport. Syrian TV announced his death overnight, quoting a statement from Hezbollah that he had become a martyr. The group indicated the cause of the fatal explosion is still being investigated, although several Hezbollah leaders directed suspicion at Israel. Thousands of mourners flooded the streets of Beirut for Badreddin's funeral on Friday. He had been accused of participating in an attack that blew up the U.S. Marine Command Center near Beirut Airport in 1983, an explosion that tore through the U.S. Embassy in Beirut, and an attack on the Khobar Towers in Saudi Arabia in 1996. Badreddin was also at the top of the list of suspects identified by a U.N. special tribunal investigating the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri. At least 16 people were killed Friday in shooting and bombing attacks in a predominantly Shiite town in northern Iraq. Three gunmen opened fire with machine guns at a cafe in the town of Balad. 12 people were killed and at least 25 wounded. Later, one of the attackers detonated an explosive vest at a nearby market, killing at least 4 other people and critically wounding 2 others. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying it targeted Shiite militiamen. The attacks came just days after nearly 80 people were killed in explosions in Baghdad on Wednesday. This is VOA News.